Hello, everybody. My name is Brad Gilmore, and welcome to the BG Show Classics Podcast, showcasing classic moments from the Brad Gilmore Show over the last 3 years, also with new exclusives from the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand and very special podcasts, and the most important people of all time will be on this Classics channel as well. So don't think this is some, you know, like this is an album, like this is JT's 2020 Experience Part 2 of 2. We know we liked 1 of 2. We know 1 of 2 was perfect. Two or two, JT's my guy, but 2 of 2, I don't know about. But this is just as important as the regular Monday show. We just want to bring you back, you know, take you back. Go 88 miles per hour, hop up in that DeLorean. My name's Marty McFly. All right, we got Doc Emmett L. Brown, and I want to make sure this is an experience for everybody to travel back to 1955 and end up at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance with your mother. What? What am I talking about? No, I want to let y'all know this right here. This is what I'm about to play for you is the first ever Brad Gilmore show ever, all time. We go back to, I don't even remember what the date of this show was, is how far it goes back. I remember it was years ago. Let me see if I have my handy dandy laptop on me and I can tell you what day this show originally aired on. I don't remember. It's been that long. It's been so long, but we've been doing this thing for a good minute. Our first guest, though, was Mr. Kyle Hubbard. He seems to be a favorite first guest of, like, always. But I remember it was, like, July something. That's what I do remember. It was July something. Let's see. Oh, here we are. It was July the 21st, 2011. So, yes, we're almost to the three-year mark here on the Brad Gilmore Show. So, without further ado, I'm going to throw this in to the first ever Brad Gilmore Show with our first guest ever, Mr. Kyle Hubbard. So, y'all enjoy this right now on the BG Show Classics Podcast.
BG Show Classics.
What's up, everybody? My name is Brad Gilmore. I'd like to welcome you to the first episode of the Brad Gilmore Show. For those of you who don't know, I am one-fifth of the, like, hip-hop, rock, soul, pop band 2011. We got DJ Ave in the studio. I'm also involved in, I'm a music blogger for DannyDream.com and TheHipHopEffect.com. I also do the Speak Concert series, and I was on the short-lived radio show Spectrum Radio, Space City in the building. Space City, same city in the building. So this is my new show here on Optimo Radio. Big shout out to Big Ram and Jordan Pinella, Local Live, for letting me do this. And so if y'all don't know who 2011 is, we're gonna start off with a little song from them and from us, I guess, and we're gonna get back in the show.
So cold, you just wake up in the morning and say hello to the brighter days and the stormy nights. You just walk away and turn off that light, and you scream to the top. Tell them to keep
look up, that's me you seeing. Close your eyes, that's me you dreaming. I'm just trying to get the whole world fiending. With a sound that's bound to be at parties on the weekend. I kind of feel like my life is an adrenaline rush. But if your dreams don't scare you, they not big enough. But it's 11:11 and I'm awake. Guess God's just trying to test my faith. But what more can I wish for? Cause since the age of 4, all my dreams are world tours. And I'm gone, I've been in my zone since the last song. But taps cause I can't afford a metronome. It's crazy the things that I envision. I'm just hoping that the people stay listening. I got a sight with big lights in my life, but for now I'm just stuck writing songs in my kitchen. See, this is history in the making, and there's a funeral at every waking. So wake up, don't let this one die. Turn your radios up and let your hips do the shaking. We making hits while the people in a slumber, cause we gotta make it big this summer. But until then, this is our dreams in. Crowds waiting, time for another number.
Osmosis. That's when I feel the closest to my dreams is what I see. I need a little focus. We the dopest. Y'all know this. All the girls gon' download this. Cause we got that magic. Hocus pocus. Killing the game. Murder motive. Still the same. And that ball emotion. Never slowing down in that purple potion. Push, kick, push. And we coasting, coasting. Stars in the sky. Blowing, blowing. Up tough luck. It was never enough. Cause we got two buffs stretched out like a tattoo. We was what was up. Did anything that we had to. Every day I live out loud. Every penny that I make my family proud. Every time I rhyme, songs come out. Every ball that I write helps me run this sound. So, y'all sit down. Listen to the tale I'm about to tell. Y'all are dreamers in this world, but all my dreams I will not fail.
For y'all today, this is the first show, like I said before, and I'm gonna bring in Mr. Kyle Hubbard. But before I do, let me show you, let tell you a little bit about who Kyle Hubbard is. Kyle Hubbard is white. He's my Beastie brethren. He is 1/3 of the supergroup The Ritz. No, just joking. No, Kyle Hubbard is on Space City Records. Recently in December released, I think it was December the 8th, released Tomorrow in Retrospect. December the 7th, Tomorrow in Retrospect, which had appearances by Big Pooh from Lil Brother and the legendary K Reno. So let's give him a warm welcome to the studio today.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kai, how you doing, man?
Fantastic. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a respectable 7 right now.
A 7? Okay.
It's Thursday, you know.
It's Thursday, yeah. It's you Thursday know. And it's like...
You're not going to get a 10. That's... It's anyone just, who tells you they're a 10 is just a goddamn liar. Always.
Okay.
10 out of 10 times.
Okay, what about 9.9? Can we get away with it? 9.99?
Depends if you trust the person, possibly.
All right, well, but, I don't you trust know,
people
you.
People lie
so
about how
seven.
Good they're feeling.
nine
Avery. Avery's the only person who said if he was 10, I'd be like, yeah, Avery's probably 10. Look at that guy. He's
yeah,
definitely
he's probably
a 10.
He's probably 10. With his like whole like kind of Clark Kent, Peter Parker swag.
Oh, yeah,
going
yeah.
On. It's really...
But
it's,
not swag, just... Style. Let's just
style.
Say style.
All right. Just style. All right. Well, Kyle, it's been a minute since me and you have had a nice conversation.
It has.
This
it has.
Be a nice. Hey, Ave, you wanna shut up, man? This is a nice hip hop conversation we're about to get into. Real quick, I want to talk about some upcoming projects from the local scene. First off, you know, he's a producer slash MC, part of THEM. He's a Hash Brown Jedi Master who earlier this year on February 14th dropped Relationship. He's coming out with a new EP later on this month called One and the Same. And then later on this year, he's coming out with the Break Something LP in the winter. Looking forward to that. Also, not to toot my own horn, but I'm looking forward to the new 2011 album coming out really soon off Space City Records. It's going to be nice. It's yet to be titled, right, Dave?
Yes, it is currently untitled. We're working on it, though.
It's going to be dope, though. It's going to be dope. And I'm also looking forward to the man who had a feature in the Houston Press today, Ill Lads, dropping his follow-up to Salvation, which is called Dope Sick. And for those of you who didn't read the article, like, it's crazy how introspective he went into. Big ups to him and Shea Serrano. I mean, I remember,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it was a good article. You should read it. Definitely
read
it.
I remember back, like, it was, I think after Speak 3 or Speak 4, around March or April... I just remember getting a call from Ill, and Ill's like, yeah, man, you know, I went out last night and got messed up, and, you know, and then he put that post on Day in a Dream, you know, where he had a long letter. And I'm glad he's back, and I've heard the album now, and it's crazy dope. So anything you're looking forward to locally that you know coming out, or even nationally? Anything you're looking forward to?
Well, shit, locally, I know Roosh Williams is coming out with something.
Uh-oh.
Of course, I'm biased, and I'm on that. We got a badass song on that shit, so be sure to download that for sure. Roosh, 2011, John Black, of course, that's family, Space City.
Oh, yeah, John Black, I forgot to mention. Sorry,
the family,
John.
The family.
Check your neck.
Yeah, yeah, we get the family's got some good stuff coming out. So,
I'm
excited
about
that.
Oh, we forgot to mention, next coming up, we have the Space City Records mixtape.
That's right, July 26th, 2011. John Black, Kyle Hubbard, Chris Crunk. It's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be real nice.
It's a free download too, which means you can download it for free.
Yeah.
So
with no, it's $0.00. Free 99.
Zero.
Free 99.
Zero. If you want to tell us how awesome it is, that'd be appreciated. But you can donate. But as far as other local projects, I mean, like, I don't know what Primo's working on, but anything Primo does, I look forward to.
Yeah,
Primo. This dude, Full Metal F Dot. I saw him at Turning Heads, the last Turning Heads, and it was the best local performance I've ever seen. I've never heard of this guy before. I got his CD that night, best CD I've heard in Houston. Full Metal F Dot is somebody everybody needs to fuck with. I don't know what he has in the pipeline. I don't know the dude, but I know he's awesome. So that's who I co-sign right now. Full Metal F Dot.
Is it in the deck right now?
Yes.
It's in the deck.
Yes, it is.
What else you got in the deck?
Shit, Yellow Wolf always in the deck.
Yellow Wolf
is always in the deck. Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick
Lamar is probably my favorite, like, you know, new talent. You know, nationally, that I just like, yeah.
Is he the favorite off XXL freshman?
Yeah, no, yeah, he definitely became that with Yellow Wolf and Big Crit close seconds, you know what I'm saying? But I think Kendrick kind of makes the kind of music that I would jam for a lifetime, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's saying a lot. Anything else you're jamming right now? Just
shit,
hardcore?
You know, there's always the usuals, you know. Jay-Z will always get a run in my deck at least once a month, you know what I'm saying? Watch the Throne is going to be awesome.
Oh, my God. Have you heard Otis?
Of course I heard Otis,
man. You heard it last night?
Of course I heard it. I heard it as soon as it dropped, man. And it was awesome. Kanye did not fucking get bitched around like I expected he would. He held his own.
See, look, on most Kanye J records, Jay-Z always beats Kanye West.
Slaps him around silly.
Yeah. Like Diamonds Remix, Monster, So Appalled. Ham? Even on Ham.
Oh, Ham, yeah. Ham was a pretty awful song, save for Jay-Z's verse.
Jay-Z's verse saved it. Kanye was a little lazy.
That was not the best way to put your foot forward for a collaborative album with the God, with the Hove, man, with Hova.
I'm going to tell you what's been in my deck. All right. It came out recently. We were talking about it earlier before we got on the air. K Reno, Day of the Storm.
All right. Yeah. K Reno is always dope.
You've had the privilege to work with him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's on Tomorrow in Retrospect with Renzo. Renzo and K Reno.
Renzo.
Yeah, Renzo.
Shout out to Renzo.
I don't know. Renzo's about to drop something. I'm excited for that. On my sleeve, yeah. Renzo. Renzo's the dude. What up, Renzo?
He always makes me laugh. Did you see me and Jeremiah Gonzalez's cameo?
Yes, yes. I watched that video like 15 times. I watched the reaction videos like 5 times each. And then the trailer he put out, I watched that like 100 times.
The trailer was epic.
The trailer was Renzo, props on the trailer.
Major props.
It's about to go down.
Yeah, but definitely the K Reno album. I've been jamming hardcore.
No doubt, no doubt.
Hopefully, we're going to get Mr. Reno on a future episode of the Brad Gilmore Show.
That'd be dope. What up, K Reno?
What up, Reno? Also, Bad Meets Evil, Hell the Sequel. I know we talked about it. You weren't a big fan.
Yeah, no.
Why not?
All right, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I listened to it, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. You know, like, I know technically that it's flawless. You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes rap their fucking asses off. Mm-hmm. As a rapper, you respect it, but there's no substance in the songs. Like, all the songs to me are just like, we're going to rap super fucking good, and you're just like, there's not going to be much direction, but our rhymes are going to be insane, and we'll have some punchlines, but you're not going to walk away with anything except for the fact that we're badass rappers, but I knew that going into it. You know what I'm saying? I knew Eminem was one of the best to ever do it, and I knew Royce was right on his heels, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's where M kind of got some of his style from, too.
Yeah, no doubt. And I love Royce. I love both of them, and I've loved Royce the entire time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been fucking with Royce since Rock City, you know what I'm saying? And I've been, you know what I'm
old
saying?
School Royce.
Yeah, yeah. Death is Certain got tons of fucking play back in the day. But, you know what? I like it. I think it's cool it happened. I think it's a great look for Royce, but, you know, it doesn't get a lot of replay with me, honestly.
Wow. Well, I mean, it was something I could have done without the Bruno Mars feature.
Yeah, no, that was odd. I mean, Eminem has been doing some odd shit. Like, the Rihanna was odd. I liked it. It was odd. Pink was odd. I liked it.
Pink,
Bruno Mars
like,
was
like,
odd, and I didn't like
I
it,
I like
though.
Pink more than I liked Rihanna's.
I liked Rihanna's. I liked Rihanna's
like
a lot.
Liked Rihanna's?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear the part two to Love the Way You Lie?
No, no.
Don't.
Was it tight?
Nah.
No.
M's verse was nice.
So is it more Rihanna featuring Eminem?
It's Rihanna featuring Eminem.
Oh, okay. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. Okay, and the last thing that I've been jamming pretty much every time I step in the car is Dope Beezy, Reggie Bush, and Kool-Aid.
Dope Beezy.
Dope Beezy.
Southeast Reggie Beast.
Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid. No pad, no pen.
He's amazing. He's an amazing artist. I mean, Dope Beezy's going to blow. There's like, I have no question in my mind. Like, I think the cards are already set for him. You know, I think he deserves it. He's a talented dude.
Would you go out on a limb and say, out of everyone in Houston, is he number one right now?
Yeah, Dope Beezy's number one. Dope Beezy's number one with a bullet, to me.
Who's the close number two? Who do you think?
Well, are we talking status or skill wise?
Let's say both. Status first.
Fat Tony.
Skill.
Primo.
Primo. Wow.
And that's not to take away from anybody's skill.
No, yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm not
definitely
trying to say anybody's not talented, but I feel like Dope Beezy, you know, he's an extremely talented individual. He has the right people pulling for him. He's impossible not to like. I don't know who's met the guy. You know, I've met him and I see him, you know, fairly often, and every time it's a very, you know, enjoyable interaction. You know what I'm saying? He's a cool guy.
Very humble.
Very humble, especially given the circumstances, you know. And I feel like I wish the best for him. I feel like the entire city wish the best for him, because he's it. You know what I'm saying? Dope Beezy's the face of Houston.
A lot of people are saying that Dope Beezy is going to be the guy who finally takes down Fat Tony's streak of the Houston Press Music Award Best Underground Award.
Yeah, no, I think it's possible. I think if somebody's going to do it, it's going to be Dope Beezy, yeah.
If anyone, that's who you put your
money
on.
Well, I mean, I think there's other people, you know, and I'm sure, like, you know, I don't know Fat Tony well, but I mean, I don't think he would take offense. You know, he won it 3 years in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's...
Shea Serrano even went on a limb and said that they're going to nickname the award the OB.
OB, yeah, yeah. I read that. Much love to Fat Tony. His newest video home, super tight video.
Yeah.
Fat Tony does his thing, man. I've seen him live quite a few times, and it's always, you know, it's Fat Tony. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Fat Tony's become a brand, and much love to Fat Tony. Much respect to Fat Tony, and I think his future's very bright. But I do think, you know, after 3 years, I do think someone else is going to win it this year. And I think Fat Tony would be all right with that, quite honestly.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing great stuff. You know who's coming up on Fat Tony's heels? I was recently in the studio with him, just listening to his new project, Mr. ADD, son of Big Mello.
Oh, yeah, what up, ADD? I haven't seen ADD in a minute, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since week six. I mean, ADD's new record. I mean, I think me and DJ Mozart are the only two who've heard a lot of stuff off of it, but, like, It's riding on a lot of people's heels. Like That's good to hear
because ADD's that dude.
Oh, yeah,
ADD's
yeah.
A cool guy, you know. And
ADD, if you're listening to this, DJ Ave says he wants Teacher's Pet on his computer. Just letting you know, email it at avery.paul.davis@gmail.com. But keep going.
But, ADD, like, Yeah, man. I mean, I'm familiar with ADD's music. Not very familiar with it. I'm familiar with the guy, and he's somebody that I like very much, and I'm very happy to hear that. And that's now something I'm anticipating. Now that I've heard that it's good. ADD's a cool guy, man. But I gotta say this, and ADD, I hope you're listening. The video where you attacked the non-Houston sounding rappers. I felt like that may have been directed towards me. Oh. Maybe I'm just an egotist, but we need to have a conversation about that, man.
All right. Well, maybe on the future episode of the Brad Gilmore Show, we can sit down.
Just a healthy debate. You know, a healthy debate. Because ADD, you know, he's my dude. You know, I like ADD. He's a cool guy.
If there's any group or rapper from Houston who doesn't sound like they're from Houston, I thought it was directed at us too.
Yeah. See,
but then he shouted us out though.
See, I know ADD, so I feel like it wasn't about me. I really don't think it was about me, but you know, I could definitely take offense to it. You can listen to my music and you could hear that and you could be like, he may have been talking about him.
Yeah. I mean, it's up for debate.
Even if he was though, that's cool. That's his opinion. You know what I'm saying? And that's not going to make me dislike him as a person.
Definitely. Well, speaking of, local MCs, you know, this is basically what this show is centered around. Favorite local MC?
Shit. Just like personal favorite?
Personal favorite.
Man.
You don't have to go on status. You don't have to go on skill. Personal favorite.
Kyle Hubbard. Kyle Hubbard hands down. No, I'm just kidding. I'm awesome, but no, I'm not my favorite.
I'd respect
that. It's a Primo. Primo. Primo.
And you had him on tomorrow.
No. Primo. Primo is a fucking, he's a badass. He's a badass MC. He's a cool ass person. You know, Primo. Primo's my favorite local
Primo,
MC.
Primo. Well, does he have, like, out of the whole local, you know, discography of all these rappers, your favorite album, LP, EP, what has it been that's come out so far?
Conquering Dreams by Primo.
Primo, okay. Well, I mean, we're gonna have to play some Primo, I guess, to really get into it.
New Pistol, Primo. Shouts out to Primo. You know, I always speak the gospel of Primo to anybody I can. I'm a firm believer in Primo, and a lot of other people are, and I think that his future is bright as well. There's a lot of people in Houston that have very bright futures, with Dobeezy, Fat Tony, Hollywood Foss, Primo, obviously.
Primo.
There's a lot of people.
Well, speaking on Primo right now, we're gonna get into Kyle Hubbard. And Primo, I don't care, off tomorrow in retrospect.
Bay City, what's the goddamn deal? My name is Kyle Hubbard, and I got my man Primo with me on this one. Yes, sir, yes, sir. This one's for the 713. And you know, I can hear him talking shit, but all I really gotta say is,
I don't care.
Lately I've been thinking I ain't ever gonna make it. Every minute spinning is another moment wasted. Who the hell am I to think that I could be famous? I wonder how much longer I can take this. Fake shit, sleeping in a snake pit. Waiting, patient, just to be complacent. Every man with the dream wants the same bitch. Kiss my flesh in my grave with the same lips. If I die, let me die with my lungs black. Fuck yeah, H-Town, throw your double cup back. Keep sipping, let the paint drip. And tell it leave a pretty picture on the pavement. All I had was a boombox to bang with. A lack of motivation that I could fail grace with. Look at me, y'all think I'm growing up. And I put it on my words while I'm holding on my nuts. And if you feel my pain, put your hands in the air. Don't stop now, cause we almost there. And if you feel my pain, put your hands in the air. I just wanna get by, I just wanna live life. I just wanna disobey the rules that I live by. With my fist tied, bitch, you can kiss my ass. I'ma pass straight through to the big time. And I promise I'ma work it to the bone. Ain't a guarantee that I'ma ever make it home. I know in my soul all the glitter isn't gold. So I am not impressed when the ice isn't cold. Yeah, no one left to listen. I don't smell the flowers, I just notice what I'm missing. So, break my own heart for the mission. My highs and goodbyes
lines often in the same sentence. This is all business, another transaction. Hell yeah, y'all, keep them hands clapping. I'ma show dudes how to move in place. You ever wanna win, gotta lose with grace first. And if you feel my pain, put your hands in the air. Don't stop now, cause we almost there. And if you feel my pain, put your hands in the air. Don't stop now, cause we almost there.
Many rappers, but only one primo. Rap recession, it got them stressing, but I need to calculate it to count my blessings. Yeah. See, hard times never scared me. You can tell by the flow, I'm so carefree. And I'm careful not to turn bitter. Even when I'm sober, don't need to be lit up. To know I've been chosen from the few. Yeah. That can walk through hell, but yet remain cool. Like a winter breeze, entering October without an ounce of negative tendencies. Still march with my torch lit. Still play the game as it is, never forfeit. While some of y'all never even showed up. Seventh inning stretch and y'all barely rolling up. But I don't really care, I'm a runner. The professional primo playing with Kyle Hubbard.
And if you feel my pain, put your hands in the air. Don't stop now, cause we almost there. And if you feel my pain, put your hands in the air. Don't stop now, cause we almost there.
Nigga, you ain't fat. My house is, my ounce is, my mouth is. If you don't like that, keep bouncing, keep bouncing, keep bouncing. Nigga, you ain't fat. My kids is, my bitch is, my dick is. If you don't like it, mind your business, your business, your business. Nigga, you
every
ain't
time
fat.
I step inside the restaurant, the waiter be looking at me crazy like he paid to be afraid of me. Says he heard my name and don't wanna make a play for me. I'm looking at him foolish like stupid, why is you hating me? Think I'm overweight and it's your place to be disgracing me. Looking in my face, degrading me just like a racist bee. Even though I'm not fat, like heating off all that, it is really all fact. I was once a chubby brat, chilling with my mama, buying jeans off the Husky rack, skipping collard greens and beans for a Kit Kat. Now I'm on scene with my teens, spitting sick raps, and niggas wanna ask why I use the name Fat Tony, cause I ain't phony, and I ain't a phony. And if it was rad in the past, then it's still phony. So don't wonder why I won't comply with a name change. I'm the same till I die. Nigga, you ain't fat. My house is, my ounce is, my mouth is. If you don't like that, keep bouncing, keep bouncing, keep bouncing. Nigga, you ain't fat. My kids is, my bitch is, my dick is. If you don't like it, mind your business, your business, your business. Nigga, you ain't
fat. At every show, I'm approached by those asking what my name means. No, I'm not answering those things, cause it's not even mattering. Let's start focusing on my rapping. Just buy me a drink at the bar and ask me what my influences are. What's my favorite color car? What do I think of war? I rule like Bar Bar, you fool like Jar Jar. Hardy hard hard, very funny, you very dummy, and every question's very crummy. I'm asking you, what do you want from me? An essay on the FAT, sonny? No, I won't expose what has been told before. I got to go, I got to roll and do real shit. Don't ask me what my name is, bitch.
And I'm a...
Hey, what up, Kyle? It's your boy, K Reno.
What up, Renzo?
We gonna show these boys how to act when they come around us thinking that what we do don't mean nothing. All our work don't mean nothing. This is how you handle that. Bring it out.
When record companies start lying and deceiving you, when impatient family and friends no longer believe in you, when your musical odyssey is looked at as a novelty, when love for the game pushes you closer to poverty, when you know it's real but others feel you're not meant for it, when giving explanations to daughters is too intricate, the circle of a creative soul can get lonely, when your vision of success is understood by you only, when setbacks and failures start to build and depress you, when you want to stop but that inner passion won't let you, when writers up in history ignore your part in it, when lyrical artificialness is fueled as authentic, when you bring it, then people take your life's work and demean it, when the concept of the song you formulate like you dream it, when they put you on the bench and you know that you a starter, do you quit? Hell no, you keep swinging that harder.
Late nights, early mornings, trying to get the sounds up out of my head, and I can see the promise landing on my bags of pack, but I'm scared.
Seen dreams come between me and kinfolk. Got me doubting all the truth that I didn't know. Would I die for the same shit I live for? And I'm crispo, I'm full of slim hope. Tiptoe with my brim low till I get home. And if it's broke, I'ma just leave it. I don't have a reason to believe what I believe in. But it's faith right, pushing me through late nights, waking me in daylight, just to fight the same fight. No, they put the stakes high, I'm just trying to take mine. Drunk off the dream, about to lean in a straight line. And I cannot admit that I am wrong, so every love just become a scar on a song. How far have I gone, how close to the end? My life on the same line, yeah, that flow from a pen.
Late nights, early mornings, trying to get the sounds up out of my head. Promise landing on my bags of pack, but I'm scared.
And the pain is a lesson, the game, so I take it. I can feel that our bond's breaking, and she's sick of waiting for me to go make it. So fuck it. Yes, I just came to the conclusion. Gotta break a heart for my art and my music. And I'm sorry for the lies and the hurt, and that you were nothing more than some rhymes and a verse. And my mom, she don't understand this shit at all. Gotta swallow pride every night just to get along. Am I wrong for chasing after dreams when it hurt her? By the same logic, if I fail, is it murder? I think it's time for me to pack it in forever. I'm running out of ties, I can piss away and sever. Take the chance when I know that it might sting. So when I'm wrong, still know I did the right thing.
Late nights, early mornings, trying to get the sounds up out of my head.
Sounds up out of my head.
And I can see a promise landing on my bags of pack, but I'm scared. I gotta keep chasing the dream.
I don't care what they say.
Singing, I'm crazy, boy. Jack, you blink, that it take the half.
we're back here on Optimal Radio with Mr. Kyle Hubbard of the Space City Records.
What up? What up?
What up? Which is a good. What's your favorite song off your Tomorrow in Retrospect?
I Got Love.
I Got Love. Okay, yeah.
Last song. Track number 6. It's the best song. It's the best song on there. It's the best song ever made, probably. More than likely. It's Avery's favorite.
It's Avery's. If it's Avery's
favorite.
On a scale
of 1 to 10, Avery, what do you rate it?
9.9.
Motherfucker's a liar, dude. That's a 10. It's a 10. No, I Got Love, probably. And then New School Slang has a special spot in my heart.
All right. I've been meaning to ask, since I heard that song, how did you get rapper Big Pooh?
It was a relationship that was initially set up by my old manager, whose name I will not say. This dude from Brooklyn. He was a major asshole, but he did get that. He got that relationship started, and it was something that did not happen easily. I sent a lot of emails to Big Pooh to never get a response for many, many months. I had to grease the wheels financially. I had to pay for his studio time, but it happened. I got it, so.
And it's definitely an epic record. It was the first song I heard from you after Neon Summer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I didn't know it was a different Kyle Hubbard. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
No, that's that song was the first time Kyle Hubbard was Kyle Hubbard. It was New School Slang.
So what about your earlier work? Do you not consider that, like, does that not hold a place in your
Absolutely not.
No?
Everything that came prior to Tomorrow in Retrospect does not exist to me.
Wow.
Does not exist to me. And the thing is, Tomorrow in Retrospect is going to reach that point too. The curse I feel of any artist is that you're just a self-loathing, self-hating, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good you really are. You're never going to be happy with yourself. No matter what. You know, I listen to Tomorrow in Retrospect now, and I'm like, man, why the fuck did I do that? Why didn't I fix this? And I listen to my new shit, and I'm like, this is fucking genius. But I know down the line, I'm going to be like, why did I do that? Why did I do this? I'm never going to please myself. It's never going
to
happen.
Yeah, I think I can speak on behalf of the rest of 2011, like, listening to Renewable Energy. We're like, nah, I don't know why we did that. But
the thing is, if you're an artist and you just think, if you're not self-conscious as an artist, then you're probably not good, straight up. Like, you can't think that you're awesome, like, all the time. There's going to be moments where you think there's moments where I think I'm fucking awesome, but 90% of the time I hate myself, and I'm like, why the hell am I doing this with my time? Straight up. But it's that other 10% you get such a high from that
you're gonna
deal with the rest of the time, you know what I'm saying?
Well, seeing as though you said your favorite local MC was Primo, and from knowing you for a while, I know your favorite rapper is Jay-Z.
Without a doubt.
So what we touched on it earlier, but what are your thoughts on Watch the Throne?
I'm very excited for it. Ham was a disgrace. It was a monstrosity of a song. Not with Jay-Z's verse was awesome, but the rest of the song was bad.
What'd you think about that little choiry ending?
It sounded forced. It sounded like, you know, like, we're going to make this sound so fucking epic. It's going to be crazy. But then you have Otis, which is just a vocal sample. It's a simple beat, and it's a lot more epic. You know what I'm saying? It hits a lot harder than Ham, dude.
Yeah, and I've heard there's another record. Well, there's The Joy that's going to be on there.
Yeah, I've heard The Joy. Yeah, that was a Good Friday song.
Yeah, with Pete Rock. And
yeah,
there's
cool
some
song.
Q-Tip produced track that's out right now that I haven't heard.
Oh, I haven't heard it either. The My Bitch song.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
I feel like that came out about a year ago, and no one knew what it was for. And obviously now it's going to be on Watch the Throne. I'm happy I haven't heard it yet. I like to hear as little of it as possible.
Yeah. So you know they're dropping it August 1st, Monday.
Yeah. So I mean that's
digitally.
That's close enough for me to be able to wait.
Do you think the Watch the Throne album is going to be better than Kanye's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
No, I don't, because I think, as excited as I am for Watch the Throne, I feel like there's definitely going to be moments where you have two of the biggest superstars and two of the biggest egos clashing, and I think that could harm the art. Whereas Kanye West was given free range on his solo album, obviously.
Well, the Watch the Throne, you could almost compare it to Bad Meets Evil in a way.
Yeah.
On a different level.
Yeah.
Because obviously Jay and Kanye are at a higher status than Royce da 5'9". Not than Eminem, and now I'm not knocking Royce, but
obviously. I mean, yeah, you can't take away from Royce's skill level, but he's obviously not a elite, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't He's not in that Eminem, Jay-Z, Kanye West. Not yet. But
I don't know if he'll get there, but
I don't know if he will either. He's late in his career, but I mean, either way, he still killed shit. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. But
the comparisons are there, but I think the difference is like when you go like Eminem and Royce are from like that Detroit battle scene. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we're like that, like rapid fire rhyme, stacking rhymes, punchline shit. Like that's what they grew up holding. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the shit we have to do. I feel like Jay-Z and Kanye aren't products of that environment. So because of that, when they get together, it's going to be a more organic experience, you know, a more artistic experience than a exercise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. I can feel that. So would you say that My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is his best work, Kanye's?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't know if Sentimental, you know, like College Dropout came out when I was in high school, you know,
yeah.
A lot of memories tied up to that, same with Late Registration and Graduation for that matter. But with that said, I feel like Dark Fantasy was just, you know, the beats were so intricate, the songs were so long, you know, he was very invested in every element of the songs from point A to point B, and I feel like it may have been one of the best put together rap albums ever, musically, like,
wow.
As far as complexity and intricacy goes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was intricate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a crazy record.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The
most detailed rap album,
definitely.
That's what I'll say.
And from beginning to end, it all kind of flows into one another, you
right,
know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a very complete record.
Yeah.
But I still say his best work is College Dropout. I don't think he's gotten worse at all.
Right.
I think he's gotten better, but for me, it's College Dropout. It's like the first introduction to Kanye, and it was like he was lit. They always say you have your entire life to write your first album.
Right, yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard Jay-Z say that in reference to Reasonable Doubt.
I mean, and that's one. It's not my favorite Jay record, but it's way up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely way up there. Where do you rank the Kanye albums? There's five, so where
man.
You going?
What shit? I'll just go based off like, you know, like how I personally feel. I would say
what's number five?
The last one, 808s.
808s.
808s. Then probably
why 808s? Why is 808s last? Because it's not last on my list.
It's fourth. It's cool. But it's cool. What's last on your list?
You'll see. I'll tell
late
you.
Late Registration, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But I like 808s. But you know, it was a vanity project to me. You know what I'm saying?
It was.
You know. That's not what I wanted from Kanye West.
It was
West.
A little rushed.
I also didn't want the Love Below from Andre 3000, but I ended up adoring that album.
Yeah.
But Kanye did not have the same effect because, you know, by the time that Love Below was out as long as 808s was, I was already a full-fledged fan of it, and that's not happened for 808s, and never will probably.
All right, so what do you go for?
Late Registration.
Why?
I don't know. It just It
didn't connect like the first album.
It didn't connect. It kind of seemed like an afterthought to College Dropout. Like, you know, like, whereas Graduation, his pretty much every other album, Kanye West changes his sound. You know, like,
yeah,
he has
oh,
a different
yeah.
sound for every album. But I feel like Late Registration kind of straddled the line that it had one foot in College Dropout territory and then, you know, another foot and not quite sure where he wanted to go.
Go, yeah.
And then I think on Graduation, he was able to get past that. I still like Late Registration, but to me, it's College Dropout too, basically.
All right. What do you. What's number
Graduation.
Three? You put Graduation
third.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, third. So then second would be College Dropout and
first.
Then Dark Fantasy.
Why? What was your feelings about Graduation? Because it came out during that whole big 50 Cent.
No, I remember
with
that.
Curtis.
Yeah, I lived in Austin at the time, and the Rolling Stone cover came out with them two facing off, and some girl brought it over to me. She was like, oh, you're going to love this because you like rap. And that was a gimmick. You know, that was very WWF. That was a low moment in hip-hop history to me. But the album that it produced, one of the albums it produced was fantastic. The 50 Cent album, I don't even remember. I don't remember shit. I don't remember what the single was. I just remember him tanking.
It was AO Technology featuring Justin
okay,
Timberlake
yeah.
and I Get Money. I was a fan of the Curtis album. I was
Get
a fan
rich.
Of the Curtis album.
Yeah, no, Curtis, you had
but he's
you fell the fuck off. You fell the fuck off, man. You became Ja Rule.
Oh,
you became Ja Rule. You're lucky that somebody didn't come do you like you did Ja Rule, and you're an asshole for that. You're an asshole for that, 50 Cent. You destroyed
wow.
that man's career.
Wow, you just compared 50 Cent to Ja Rule.
50
That's
Cent
funny.
Is Ja Rule.
50 Cent's not Ja Rule.
He is. He is Ja Rule.
50 Cent has classics. Man, Ja Rule doesn't
Ja
have
Rule has
classics.
Classics?
What? What?
Not classics to me, but I'm sure someone would say the classics. Either
nah.
way, my point is 50 Cent's a bully, and he got what he deserved.
Wow. Well, okay.
You should have put Lloyd Banks first, 50. You should have put it on Lloyd.
Will you say Lloyd's better than 50?
Any day of the week, man.
What about Yayo?
Yayo's worse than 50.
What about Game? I know he's not with G-Unit.
Game is Game just says Dr. Dre for half of his rhymes. I don't fuck with Game.
Young Buck.
I've heard good things about Young Buck, but he's never been my cup of tea. But I don't have any strong feelings negatively.
All right. Well. Okay. Well, let's say. So you put Graduation third. Graduation was the first Kanye record I heard from beginning to end, and it came out like my freshman year.
Baby. That's crazy. That came out your freshman year?
Yeah.
Man, College Dropout came out my sophomore year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's College Dropout came out when I was in fifth grade.
Holy shit. That's crazy. Slim Shady LP came out when I was in fifth grade.
When did that come out? The 98?
99.
99? I was in kindergarten.
That's nuts. That's
so a little different, you know. Well, okay. Let's touch on this different subject. You know, we talked about Jay. Talked about Kanye.
Yes.
Talked about M.
Yes.
Thoughts on Lil Wayne, Carter 4?
Not excited at all. Lil Wayne represents more than Lil Wayne. He represents like a very pivotal moment in hip hop history. When he was flooding with all his insane amount of mixtapes, which were pretty tight for the most part.
Yeah. Throughout three dedication series.
I don't know, dude. It just became really fucking weird. Like I was in college at the time. I lived in College Station, which is not a very hip-hop friendly place.
Yeah.
But these kids fucking ate up everything Lil Wayne did. And I started to associate Lil Wayne with frat dudes for the most part. And that's what Lil Wayne became to me. He just became like this substanceless, you know, rapper for kids that want to say they're into hip-hop but don't actually want to do the effort to find good hip-hop. You know, Lil Wayne's a good thing. He was a good thing to say.
Safety blanket.
He was a safety blanket. He was a default. He was everybody's default favorite rapper for a while. But, you know, like, I had Lil Wayne fatigue before Carter 3 came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just too much Lil Wayne. Just too much Lil Wayne at that time. And I started to resent him for it. And then the Rock album, I think, was just a humongous big move.
I consider that, like, the biggest, like,
and to do it after 808s too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it was right after that whole experiment.
Both of those things are vanity projects, but Kanye West is the kind of dude that would make a vanity project. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne had no right to do that shit to his fan base. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he got damaged from it. But then again, I don't know. Carter 4 could still be a, you know.
What, you're forgetting an album.
What album?
The I Am Not a Human Being album.
Oh, Steve, I remember that came out, and then I forgot about it, like, the next day.
Yeah.
I probably forgot about it the same day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't check for it. I didn't give a fuck.
I even listened to it.
I mean, to me, like, you know, like, there's things that I liked about Lil Wayne. You know, I was around him so much. You know, everybody fucking jammed Lil Wayne. There was a point you could not get away from Lil Wayne. Yeah. Almost impossible. If you had a social life, you're going to hear some Lil Wayne.
Yeah, like 06, 07, 08.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All Wayne.
But, and you know, there's things I like about Wayne, and there's still things I like about Wayne, but, to me, Drake does what Wayne can do, plus more, and he does it better.
So, have you been jamming the new Drake?
I have not been jamming it too much. I've heard Marvin's Room once. I'm not really a guy that keeps up with the leaks, you know, just too much shit comes out all the time, you know.
It's very true.
You know,
Drake's been killing it, man. Recently,
Drake is soft as fuck. Drake is soft, and I get why people hate on him, but you cannot deny that there's just moments of absolute just genius. That guy, you know. And you know what? I don't give a fuck how pussy this dude is, because like I think an artist should. I think it's good that the biggest rap artist for, you know, a period of time can be a soft ass dude. You know what I'm saying?
So you can because we're not all hard gangsters.
No, absolutely not. I mean, hip hop is old. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and you. We're born, hip-hop had already existed for quite some time. The landscape had to change, and I think Drake is a good sign of that. Especially being under Lil Wayne's wing, you know what I'm saying? Because they're so radically different, but so radically similar at the same time, you know what I'm saying? So, I think, you know, Carter 4 will be a success, I'm sure. Lil Wayne will always be around, and, you know, it is what it is.
Well, have you heard the Sorry for the Wait mixtape?
No, I'm not going to listen to that. I have no interest to listen to
it. I listened to it, very skeptical. I was like, it's Wayne.
Right.
It's a mixtape.
Right.
He's out of jail now. I wonder what he's going to talk about. I enjoyed it, except for one thing. There's a song there on there called Grove Street Party featuring Lil B.
Oh, Lil B.
I'm going to play it for you when we go to commercial. Lil B rapped on the song, but he rapped completely offbeat.
Offbeat. Huh. You know, that's 101, you know what I'm saying? That's basics.
It's MCing 101 is keeping the steady beat.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Lil B?
Oh, he's just a fucking fad. He's a complete, you know, like, there's nothing, there's zero things to like about Lil B. And his album came out, and everybody flipped shit, like, the I'm Gay thing was so fucking revolutionary. Album. Just come the fuck on. It's not. It was a cheap trick.
Yeah.
It was as cheap as when Nas named his album the N-word. It's a cheap thing. It's cheap. You know what I'm saying? And, like, people talk about Lil B is deep now. He's not deep. He's as deep as a 16-year-old high school girl's fucking diary. You know what I'm saying? It's like, the darkness is dark. Like, it's not deep. He's not saying shit. He has no voice. He has no flow. He has no rhyme patterns, but he was a double XL freshman, and he's famous as shit. And he gets paid buka's amount of money to go to do these fucking shows, and kids eat it up. So what are you going to do?
And he it's just like his songs aren't about anything. Like, Ellen DeGeneres... His hits.
No, and here's my thing, and I know I have friends that will be fucking pissed off if they hear me say this, but the Lil B shit, the Lil B fans, like, what are y'all like? Because they're passionate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you say fuck Lil B, if you're like Lil B's wack, they're just like, oh, you're so narrow minded, blah 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 blah, and it's just like, no, dude, like, there's nothing to like about Lil B. He's bad for the music.
I was on Lil B for a little while for this long.
Yeah.
Mainly because I was hanging out with Tony and ADD, they're Lil B fans to the death.
I know, and that's pretty much who I meant. ADD, you know, I know you love Lil B, man. It's cool, but ADD, we had that funny thing on Day in a Dream about the swag thing, you know?
Yeah.
He said, swag. But no, I don't fuck with Lil B, man. I don't fuck with him.
I mean, to me, if you're offbeat, then you're not a rapper to me.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
But... You know, with that said, though, you know, pretty much my whole philosophy with anything is, like, you know, I don't like it, and I definitely sounded like I hated Lil B right there, but I'm not going to knock anybody for being successful.
I mean, yeah, who are any of us to say what is and what's not
music?
Yeah,
I mean, because obviously I'm in the minority with the way I feel about Lil B, so
yeah.
Maybe there's something I just don't get.
That's very true. Well, on that note, we're going to get into a little more music. I'm actually going to be playing a band or a group from Austin, Texas. 2011 just went up there and played a show with them. And I think we've played 4 shows together and playing a 5th here soon. It's Parking from Austin, Texas. Big shout out to Nikki and Abe. For this one.
Is for the problems in the peoples, put them past them. A is for the awkward, always analyzing action. R is for the rawness, recognizing real ration. K is for the king. Now why is it everywhere I go, spirit clenched? Redesign, I'm old, Gillette, going out of limits. Mister, it's not tight, I'm working right, petitious in appearance. Nell it deep, parking lights bright, rock you with the clearance. Beef simmering properly, can't forget the broccoli. Race car monopoly, take all your property. Stop all of the monotony, get out of be relevant. The real event is evident, how delicate the elements. Shift, drift, wide exposed. Surface of a planet, channel waves through a crystal granite. Hit him with organic, panic room, doom, trust. See him standing on a moon, groove, theory, weary eyes. So shut for the perfect tune. How we close it in over there, bring it here, drizzle energy, real slow, whole globe, crystal clear, hear the bubble burst, first find the parking on the double, hungry ritual, start cursing, barking you in trouble, steady rubble that we mashing through, resurrect Phoenix, playing music for the crowd that celebrates lyrics, one nearest to the sun, connect Mars to Venus, interference with the signals, not seen in mirrors, rock scenes and blemish, cats cover up their grimace, no time for intervention, let us rewrite the premise, a menace for destruction with an appetite to finish, every week egotistical, predictable, diminished.
An intelligent being can guide and control the laws of physics by his power of abstraction.
Talk magnets, skew your moral compass off balance of presumptuous ideas at rupture. Love, work, ethic, whole message, proof, merit. Life shed smooth, every word in every passage. Outlasses, kids speaking damage on them classics. Gas mask on the face, changes in the rhythm. Every line, ill-defined clockwork pendulum. Denim in the book, it's a cold world trembling. A cold world trembling. Denim in the book, it's a cold world trembling. A cold world trembling. Cold world trembling. Gia, stay on the grind, feet hit the floor. Lay hard to find, how deep can you go?
Can you tell me for a brief minute slow so we can break it down and dap heads about the show? Everything around seems sick inside the flow. Weather beaming down enough to pick apart the pros. Stop, look, listen, let me tell you what I know. Cash it in, not the money box, the bank account is froze. Know what you're doing, it can end up in your nose. Keep it moving with your hustle and stop fucking with them hoes. Always tired, Monday through Friday. Breathe for a minute, your way or my way. Highway stays jam-packed for a second. You can view it in the wireframes of different names collected. Protected by a higher power, money by the hour. Showered resurrection, devoured intersection. Enough to make you talk and spot the coward's imperfection. 8 o'clock alarm clock tripping. Slipping out of bed with my head full of friction. No telling what I'm missing, text messages she's bitching. Twitching eyes disgusted like your picture in the busted. Discovered like a native fucker, Christopher Columbus. It's tricky, bottle on a table turns shifty. Punching at your job and your pocket's still empty. Working dimes on an hour only worth a penny. Yeah, yeah, it's the grind, y'all. It's the grind, y'all. Steady working 9 to 5 all the time, y'all. Day to day, check to check, it's the grind, y'all. What you save is respect for the grind, y'all. It's the grind, y'all. It's the grind, y'all. Pins pushing on the paper, it's the grind, y'all. Trends keep up with the flavor all the time, y'all. Save a good level feeling, don't fall. It's the grind, y'all. Steady working 9 to 5 all the time, y'all. Stay on the grind, feet hit the floor. Way hard to find, how deep can you go? It's tricky, bottle on a table turns shifty. Punching at your job and your pocket's still empty.
Lane 7 until we, yeah. Get one thing understood, man. Fuck what you fools think. Come from Houston, Texas, where we best known for screwing things. Niggas look around like who is he? Say you ain't amazed, nigga, fooling me. Don't like to wear that jewelry, but your boy still minus 2 degrees. Fucking cold, 21 years fucking old. Say I give a fuck, no the fuck I don't. Do just what the fuck I want. Catching flights, I'm always gone. But I'm always repping home. Young God, call, I'm super stoned. The top is where we do belong. FAG, better team. Competition, rest in peace. Holding down West, East, North, South, everything in between. Showcase skills and you will believe. Yeah, you might play me for light, but I move at that same speed. Light, bitch, why don't you pull up your light, bitch? See if you don't die tonight, bitch. On this mic, I'm the real deal, and some of you niggas just prototypes. That's why I took that solo flight way down in the deep like Dolomite. Pippin', come take a ride with us if you tired of how you living, nigga.
Just relax, lay back, feel the mood of the track. No stress, where we at? Put my life on the wheel. Someone tell me how it feels. This shit here can't be real. Just relax, lay back, feel the mood of the track. No stress, where we at? Put my life on the wheel. Someone tell me how it feels. This shit here can't be real.
Yo. Sitting on top of the world, going places you only see on Google Earth. You need a land connection just to land up on my turf. No degree in your city fucking with my universe. Please pay attention if you listen, you won't lose me, bruh. Get sick and tired of niggas asking what I do it for. Isn't it obvious? Get fresh kicks, enjoy chicks, and spit this fly shit. You don't come close, so I don't know why you trying it. Eddie Murphy niggas, I'm so raw, it's comical. Blowing up, I'm so atomic. Come blow on this chronic like Master P. My women scream, they bouty bout it.
Just relax, lay back, feel the mood of the track. No stress, where we at? Put my life on the rail. Someone tell me how it feels. This shit here can't be real. Just relax, lay back, feel the mood of the track. No stress, where we at? Put my life on the rail. Someone tell me how it feels. This shit here can't be real. Just relax, lay back, feel the mood of the track. No stress, where we at? Put my life on the rail. Someone tell me how it feels. This shit here can't be real. Just relax, lay back, feel the mood of the track. No stress, where we at? Put my life on the rail. Someone tell me how it feels. This shit here can't be real.
ADD on the mic, Charles Moon on the beat.
Grayson Paul Creeley on the guitar, playing so lovely. Also on the engineering board, man. I just got that little chord stuck in my head that.
Cause I'm ill, chill, you just need to listen. Still, I'm a coach, and I play Cully. Got more flows than Bills and Gates' wallet. Please, you're acting like you really know. Life is a movie, and you're just a cameo. You really need to, cause I'm the ish on the campus, bro. I'm known around Houston and at every spot you go. Whoa, you ain't know you're supposed to show us love. Staircase flow, cause we always stay one step above. Yeah, it's the rich like extends, yeah, we coming up. Brad GK, Hub and Thorough, good, what up?
Shit, I'm on audio, guaranteed to lift the audience.
Everybody talk shit, everybody criticize, but I don't entertain it though. I'm out here getting mine. I put that shit aside, homie. I'm legitimized. I got that liquid flow, it's solidified. And how's it my fault your lazy ass didn't grind? And why you mad at me for doing what you didn't try? Anyone who shit on mine never spit a rhyme, and since they never had shine, they be little mine. Get your lane checked. I get jabbed and attacked by the same cat. I'm a writer, not a fighter, but I ain't back. And this song's Steve Austin when it goes though. All 316s be stone cold. Hey, you better get your Z's in. Once up creeping, nobody's sleeping.
Shit, the shit I'm on.
I short-circuit a mic with the words of a sight. Use it a verse so I can search for the purpose of life. I murder it like a burglar might due to a person that fights. Life is only lived once, this shit ain't worth it twice. I don't break bread with fakes, I behead the snakes. They look me in my eye and try to reset the stakes. The game is mine with that multi-syllabical, super lyrical, miracle flow. You know it's all natural, so no need for me to force it. On the MIC, I torch it. Fourth base of Beastie Men sent to join forces. K-Hubs and Gilmore, spill more skills that have been to the doors of the Fillmore. That's what I'm on the bill for. Plus, I'll bring them snow bunnies. Get a crunk like Little John. Fill a room and kill a song. That's the type of shit I'm on. Build upon a buzz while these critics pick and choose. The head cornerstone is the one that was refused.
Yes, 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 y'all. That was part one of our interview, my interview, with Kyle Hubbard, the first ever Brad Gilmore show. And I want to fill in a little behind the scenes of how this came about. Now, I had a show with the rest of 2011 on Local Live Houston called Spectrum Radio. And that, after a few episodes, it was like five or six, went defunct. I hit up a good friend of mine, still to this day, Optimo Ram, Big Ramsey, from Optimo Radio, and I asked, hey man, can I get on your station some kind of way? I want to have my voice heard. And thus he gave me the shot, and the Brad Gilmore Show was born. And this first episode was actually recorded at my grandmother's house in the Montrose Museum District. Very, very fond memories of this day and this episode. I remember cleaning up the whole back room where we recorded it, and I like set up CDs around. I wanted to make it look like it was a studio, even though it wasn't like a radio station, even though we weren't on camera. We were just over there, and I had my good friend Ava Levin in there helping us out with all the audio-ness. All the audio-ness. He put this show together for my first show. So we're going to throw it back into our interview with Kyle Hubbard. I just want to share that little tidbit here on the BG Show Classics Podcast. Woo!
And we're back here, Optimo Radio, Brad Gilmore Show, Kyle Hubbard in the building once again.
Yo.
How you doing, Kyle?
Fantastic.
Okay, you were at a 7 earlier. What are you at now?
I'm at a 8.
You're at 8, okay.
I'm at 8.
All right, so the Lil Wayne, Lil B sparked some excitement
in you. Yeah, little fire up under my
eyes. I enjoyed that. Real quick, I'm going to get into some upcoming events we got going on in our great city. July 30th, Summer Live at the Star Sports Bar and Grill out in Katy, Texas. The performers that I'm interested in seeing that are coming up, 2011, we're going to be playing at 515.
Yeah.
We got Renzo at 6.
Yeah.
Chain at 8.
Yeah.
Parking, who we just played.
ATX
eight,
in the building.
At 8:40. J Mike at 9:50.
Yeah.
Richie Rock at 11.
What up?
Kyle Hubbard at 11:30.
11:30.
I've never heard of this person, but from 12 to 12:30, they have Sun from G-Unit Records.
Never heard of him.
But
excited to see him.
Excited.
See
I'm
him.
Excited. That's, once again, July 30th at the Star Sports and Grill in Katy.
Hey, look, can I say something about that
Go
real
ahead.
Quick? My drummer, Nick T. Money, coming in from Austin. He plays with me and Roosh. He's coming in to play for my set. So it's going to be a brand new set. It's going to be tight. Come see that shit. July 30th.
Shout out to T. Money and Roosh.
Nick T. Money, Roosh Willie, DJ Parmesan.
We got August 4th at 9 p.m. We got Turning Heads Blank Canvas. Featuring, of course, the epic freestyle session at the beginning.
Always.
Then Franchise and Young.
They're dope.
Yeah, they are dope. I saw them at the they were freestyling the other day at Turning Heads.
Yeah.
Cooley Kimball, Under Gravity, and Real Individual Music.
Rim, Turning Heads. Sure. Turning Heads.
Turning Heads. Shout out to Purple Bastard, Insane, and R-E-N-Z-O for that one.
Yeah, they hold it down. They hold it down.
Once again, I got to shout out the man who shuts down Houston, Day of the Storm, K-Rena album release party, Saturday, August the 6th at 9 p.m. at Numbers.
Houston Optimum. Icon.
Houston Icon. 21. This is his 21st album.
21st album.
Second this year.
Dude, you're not even 21 years old.
I'm not even 21 years old. I'm 18.
That's crazy. 21 albums.
Optimo Radio will be in the building broadcasting the entire event live. Big shout outs to Big Ram for that one.
Ram.
Also, I want to say we got Abstract Rude, Jay Natural, Burnell Washington, or Washburn, my bad, Tram Live, DJ Notion in 2011, once again, playing Tuesday, August 9th at 9 p.m. at the Jet Lounge. It's part of Abstract Rude's
word.
Tour. That's right next to Ground Hall, 1515 Peace Street. Ladies are
$5.
Guys
$5?
Guys are 8, doors at 9.
It's fucking steal.
And then last one, we got... it's called Wired at the Last Concert Cafe coming up here in August with the Nice Guys.
Woo!
Montana.
Yes, sir.
Thorogood Wordsmith.
What up?
And Mantis.
I'm definitely going to go to that.
Yeah, I'm going to be at that one. I'm definitely going to be at that.
Yeah. And Nice Guys. Man, we did not mention the Nice Guys, man.
We haven't talked about Nice Guys. Eves and everybody.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Nice Guys. Big shout out to them. They're doing great. The show was an amazing LP.
Yeah.
Especially for local. And they got coming up, I think it's. I don't want to speak wrong. Is it the 25th that they're dropping the video for Ari Gold?
I'm not sure. I know it's right after the season premiere. Yeah, the season premiere of Entourage.
Season premiere of Entourage. We got them coming up.
Always have super tight videos.
Always. So, and big shout out to Thorogood Wordsmith from
Wire
Road.
Yes, sir. Thorogood is the man. The man.
Yeah, the Ritz in this thing.
Ritz in this thing, boy.
Boy.
But, Thorogood's that dude, man.
The AM video was good.
Yeah. YouTube that right now.
Speaking of music videos.
Yes.
Today, MTV released the nominations for the VMAs this year.
Oh, is that right?
I want to go through a couple. I want to go through best hip-hop video.
Let's do that.
Okay, we got Lil Wayne and Corey Gunn, 6'7", the most nonsensical rap song ever.
Yeah.
Kanye West featuring Rihanna, Kid Cudi, All the Lights.
Okay.
That caused some epileptic seizures. They had to put a warning on that
one. It wasn't even that cool of a video.
Yeah, it was just...
The song's awesome. The video just caused seizures.
Amazing.
That's about the best thing it did.
Chris Brown featuring Lil Wayne and Busta Rhymes, Look At Me Now.
Nope.
Lupe Fiasco, The Show Goes On.
So far, that's what I give it to.
What do you think about Lasers?
Big disappointment. I love Lupe, though. One album is not going to make me not a fan.
All right. Nicki Minaj, Super Bass.
Don't give a fuck about Nicki Minaj.
All right. I'm going to go. So you're going to give it to Lupe?
Lupe, yeah. That song, that's an amazing song. And I know that it came out later that it was one of the songs that the label forced on him, but it's still a beautiful song given the circumstance.
It is a good song. I'm going to look at Best New Artist.
Okay.
We got Foster, The People, I don't know who they are.
Nope.
Pumped Up Kicks.
No.
Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow.
For new artists?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you think about Wiz?
He's new Snoop Dogg. I mean, everybody loves him. He's not that great of a rapper, but he's a brand.
He's a brand. I mean, yeah, he had a feature on the new Trey the Truth album with Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa,
Lupe,
Wale,
Big Boy.
Trey the Truth.
Tight song. Super tight song.
Yeah, I love that song. Actually, MDMA, if you know who that is, he's sang on the Lupe album.
Yeah, he was on Lupe's album quite a bit.
He was on that song too.
Also, Wiz is on two songs on that album.
Oh yeah, he's on another one.
The money one.
Yeah, the money. The one about girls and money.
We don't count it.
Yeah, count all day. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. It's cool.
Something like that.
Sarush was at the video shoot.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna look out for that.
For South by Southwest.
I think Doe Beezy was in that too.
Yes, he was.
Shout out to Doe Beezy and Roosh Willie. We got Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow. We got Tyler the Creator with Yonkers.
For the video? Okay. What else is there?
Big Sean featuring Chris Brown, My Last.
Nope.
And Krayshawn with Gucci Gucci.
What? She got a nomination?
Different best new artist.
Man, Gucci, fuck that
Gucci,
bitch, dude.
Gucci, Gucci, Fendi, Fendi, Louis, Prada.
Nah, she has to lose.
Yeah.
Tyler, the Creator, I'm not crazy about, but that video. Yeah,
it's a nice
video. That video is awesome. That is one of the dopest music videos I've seen in my lifetime, so that should win.
Well, speaking of that, he's also nominated for Video of the Year for Yonkers.
Okay.
Along with Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
Haven't seen it.
That's a great video. Like, I'm not a big fan.
See, I don't see a lot of videos, you know? Like, I've seen Tyler's, though, and I know it was awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
What else is nominated, though?
Katy Perry, Firework.
I wouldn't know shit about that.
All right. Bruno Mars, Grenade.
Yeah, give it to Bruno Mars.
All right. No?
No, I'm kidding. Bruno Mars, weak.
This is the one I'm going to give it to.
Okay.
Number 5 is Beastie Boys, Make Some Noise.
Is that the one with Santi Gold?
No.
No,
that was a good video though.
Yeah, that's the only one I've seen. I'm slipping on the new Beasties. I haven't checked it out.
You gotta check out the new Beastie Boys.
That's what everybody tells me, man.
It's some of their best stuff.
That's what I heard, man. That's what I heard.
So who you give it to though?
Tyler.
Tyler. All right. I'm giving it to Beastie Boys. I think Beastie Boys got it.
Actually, I really don't want Tyler the Creator to be like a force that sticks around for a long time. Well, that's an asshole thing to say. I think he needs to grow up some. I really don't want him to be rewarded for killing people in his songs every other line.
Yeah.
But that video is fucking awesome.
Oh, really, what do you think of Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All?
They're not breaking any kind of ground. Horrorcore rap has existed for a long time. You know what I'm saying? They're not breaking any molds. It's just, you know, there's obviously a market for it, but it's just like, you know, I don't like it. It's too raunchy. It's too violent. It's there's no pep in the step.
It's one of those bandwagoner things.
Yeah, for sure.
One guy says it's cool, and everyone says it's
yeah,
cool.
no doubt. And I think the whole like how the blogs fuck with them really helped them. You know what I'm saying? To make them look super.
Frank Ocean's the only one I like.
I know Frank Ocean's on Watch the Throne like twice.
Twice. Yeah, he's had two features. Have you heard him? He's a great singer. Singer songwriter Frank Ocean. Shout out to Frank Ocean.
What's up, Frank Ocean? I know you're checking in.
I don't like anyone else from Odd Future.
Fuck the rest of y'all. Now Tyler's creative, no pun intended. But he still has a lot to prove as an MC for me. But I think it's possible that he could end up.
It's nonsensical babble for the most part to me.
Exactly.
Well, we're gonna get into what I told you about earlier. This is the special segment.
Special segment.
This is the special segment tonight.
All the segments
today
are special.
All the segments are special. But this is the special one. This is called To Be the Man, You Gotta Beat the Man.
Oh, okay.
I think you might know what the subject is. Now, we are both avid wrestling aficionados.
Absolutely.
We've had many discussions about this.
We have.
I got five trivia questions I'm going to ask you.
Trivia questions. Are you trying to test me?
I'm testing your
knowledge.
You're
trying to call me out, son?
I'm testing your knowledge. And these are all from the Attitude Era.
Okay, I got it.
So
I'm about to fuck
and
your
from
questions
Monday Night
up.
Wars.
Okay.
So I got five. Yeah, it is.
Avery's a jokester.
Avery's an asshole. We got five questions. I'm going to see. You got to get at least three for me to...
I'll get five.
All right. We're going to
start. If I get it wrong, just edit it out.
This is easy. This one's easy.
Okay.
Who won the 1998 Royal Rumble?
Stone Cold. Steve Austin.
Woo! Okay, this isn't one of my questions. How many times has he won the Royal Rumble?
3.
Yeah.
Woo! All right.
All right. Let's see. At what WCW pay-per-view was the NWO formed?
Bash at the Beach, 96, boy.
Yeah. That's you're
that's correct,
correct
isn't
that
it? That's correct.
That is correct. All right, we're going to go into a harder one. Name the three wrestlers who were both part of D-Generation X and the New World Order.
Okay, X-Pac. Woo! Wait, are you sure that there's even...
There's three. One of them, is
Rick Rude.
Iffy. Rick Rude.
Okay, X-Pac, Rick Rude.
One's kind of iffy because he was in the WWE version of NWO.
Oh, fuck. Triple H?
No.
Shawn Michaels.
All right, we'll get that
one too. I got that one.
We'll get that one to you.
I got that one.
All right. This is a definitely a lot harder one. Ready? In the infamous Goldberg versus Kevin Nash title match, that ended Goldberg's winning streak.
Yes.
What weapon did Sky Hall use?
Cow taser, boy! Cow taser!
Yes. That's
cow
right.
Pride.
You didn't even let me finish it.
Starcade 98. Ordered that shit.
All right. Here's the hardest one.
None of these have been hard. This is pathetic.
Tragedy struck on May 23rd, 1999, when Owen Hart fell from his entrance at which WWF pay-per-view?
Unforgiven.
No.
Fuck! Wait.
We want options?
Wait, yeah. Give me multiple choice.
King of the Ring, Bad Blood, Backlash, or Over the Edge?
Over the Edge.
Yes.
Okay, give me another question.
You want another one?
Yeah. I want to redeem myself for that
one. All right. This is one off top. Let me think. All right.
So you prepared these questions.
Yeah, those were prepared.
And I still got 4 out of 5.
I got this. What superstar tag team whose name was originally the Mega Powers and then became the Monster Maniacs in WCW?
Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage.
All right. No.
This is crazy right
now. At what WWF pay-per-view did Vince McMahon break his tailbone after falling off the steel cage?
Damn. I don't know that one. Which one was it?
St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Damn it! I knew that one! I ordered that pay-per-view where Big Show came out from underneath.
Yeah.
Damn, I fucked that one up.
Here's another one.
I fucked it up.
Here's another one. What event is said to have sparked the Attitude Era?
Brett screwed Brett.
Yeah, the Montreal screw job,
yeah. I think it's safe to say my wrestling knowledge is impressive.
What?
It's impressive.
I mean, if Abe pulled up some questions, I think I could beat you on those.
About what? Wrestling?
About any of them.
No, I...
Ram.
No.
Ram, are you listening? We need to get another show that's nothing but wrestling trivia.
Ram, let's
We need a host. We need a host and two contestants. And just give us a time slot, like Saturday nights, 8 to 12.
Oh, Ram, are you listening, dude? We're definitely going to do this. If not, we're going to make this whole show the next time I do it a whole
wrestling
game show.
So that's on you, Ram. That's on you.
All right. Anyway, we're going to get into another song break before we wrap things up with Kyle Hubbard. So we're going to go into Dope Beezy, Pass
Dope
the Swisher.
Dope Beezy.
All right. Here on Bragg and Washoe, Optimal Rant.
2 cups to keep the ice cold. I ride foes and just swung on 3 white hoes. I shine hard, but you can see me through your blindfolds. With your eyes closed from a whole nother time zone. My mind gone like I just lost it last year. $250 for my polo, which you know by cashmere. I murder the track and skip bomb. My flow crazy like Vince Young. I wake up with my cake, we never break up. No Vince Vaughn, I'm back with it. No ad living. I just eat the track like fat women in a leg chilling. No leather, my pot not a purse, so I'm sipping on yellow. I'm getting my cheddar, chasing no skis. I'm chasing my dough till I'm breaking my knees. With ice on the watch that'll make time freeze. I'm as real as they get and you fake as IDs. I tell these hoes to hold up. Bitch, I'm about to pull up. I'm all about my bread, lettuce, and cheese like a cold cut. I swing on those who cross me, paint look glossy like a donut. With a swisher full of that Shrek, about to roll up that Fiona. Slow up, no slowing down. If you didn't know then, better know it now. That if you're whole around, you better hang it up. So many bitches on my dick, I gotta chain it up. I do the track so dirty that I stain it up. But when they talking about the best, who they up. I better make all the other nigga lame and fuck, and I came to show the game that the game is up. It's dope bees. Okay, pass that motherfucking blunt. I'm just getting started. I ain't even high yet, nigga. Most of these niggas that say they hungry ain't doing shit that it take to eat. Just cause you might rap nice on the beat don't mean you ain't gotta be out in the streets. But a nigga like me ain't gon' preach. I'ma just show niggas I'm a straight go-getter. Only 5'6", but ain't scared of no nigga. Still got more dough than a dope dealer. On the microphone, I'm a straight gorilla. Who you know iller than a kickback killer? No flow really, and I stack that striller. Folks gonna call you boy the Black Mac Miller. No, I'm not a nigga, bitch. I'm that nigga with a flow so crazy you would think I wrote it. And I've been a beast since birth. My first 3 words is bitch, I'm on it. Go tell Cody to roll the Jody. And go tell Dina when you see her, I will beat that pussy up, just name a spot for me to meet her. And I'm cleaner than a steamer.
Kramer on a Stanley streamer vacuum. I guess that be the reason he ho go nuts like a bag of cashews. Though Beezy, I am that dude. Body full of tattoos and his cup got me leaning like tennis shoes on a fat dude. And the day you think about going again, D-Rhymes will be a bad move. Cause I promise every verse I speak gon' be the shit. Like fast food, nigga. Get it. Shit like that. Never mind. And this is Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid. Yeah, yeah.
And the outfit looking pricey, and the flow so sick. All the girls on my whoa, so sprung that they wanna be wifey. Like what happened last night?
Man, you was tripping on some real stuff.
Fist pumping all night. I swear these arms should be real buff, and the Sperry's real stuff. Party hardy in my boat shoes, black guy and some white chicks, similar to Terry Crews. Like girl that I woke up next to, but so big and she's a cute. Just the type I like. If I took her home, mama would say that she's a floozy. If you knew me, you question this behavior. Texting born, but shut through parties like I was an Oakland Raider. Waiter, can I get a Gatorade and a Tylenol? Matter of fact, come back, my voice was, can you add a side of mouth? Party was so crazy, had more single girls in open bars. So easy, you can take them home, tops off quicker than sports cars. By far, the greatest time I've had in my whole life. Think it's time to get some rest so I can repeat it tonight.
Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Hands on the ground and the microphone. Don't know what went on, I'm guessing I was in my zone. Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home.
At this party, you would swear it was a dime's house. Some that mother lover left that rubber at your mom's house. Rolls up, woke up, everything went wrong, went strong. I don't even know whose clothes I got on.
Just be calm, Brad.
But it was January and I thought it was September. I'm sure I committed little crimes, but in my head was all these lines, and in my phone was all these dimes. I can't remember half my rhymes, but this mic is mine and this game belongs to me. Nobody rocks a party, rocking parties, anything like me. Yo, I stood up, looked up to see what was around, and I tried to step forward and felt right back on the ground. Never gonna do that or this again in my life, but if I do it again, I make sure I do it right. But last night was tight on my right next to Alice. Only weird thing about it, on my left side was Dallas.
Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Hands on the ground and the microphone. Don't know what went on, I'm guessing I was in my zone. Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning in an unknown home. Hands on the ground and the microphone. Don't know what went on, I'm guessing I was in my zone.
My youth was wasted chasing ass. I wish that I could take it back at last. I can't change the past, and now in days it make me laugh. And I can't help but see my younger self when I'm with Trey and Brad. The best advice that I can give is fuck a bitch and play it bad. And if she say she loved you, son, you better never say it back. All she trying to do with that is play your ass and lay a trap. Take a breath and live it up and fill a cup and split a blunt. Live the day as if you know you only gonna get it once. And I see myself as a superstar no matter what. So I ain't gonna back it up until I feel
feel I've had enough. No one make that choice but me. No matter what I grow to be, the tank is in my lungs and I'll be snorting lines of poetry. I tend to like the chicken heads who synthesize the titty size. I sympathize, it's hard to face the world when you're not in disguise. And at the moment I'm so gone off the greenery, so I'ma let the hook begin to bring you in the scenery.
Does anybody know what's going on? I woke up this morning and
first name F, best dress in school, but who are y'all used to? Not me, G's, my steez, quick juke here. Fish about your kicks, so you dirty niggas foolish. Peak game, aim, maintain my coolness under more pressure. Yes, sir, text to the next hot chick, wanna sex her. She be in my path, 5 minutes, I betcha. Chill, that's the proud, gone, hop in my Beamer. Be my Civic, two-tone, two-seater. Clean, huh, you ain't gotta answer that breezer. It don't even matter, cause my lyrics on freezer. FIFA, kicker like a flow King Caesar. Sneakers T-style like my kicks be teachers. Eating rap beats, rap game in a sleeper. You saying nothing but them girls say Jesus. Cause I'm...
Incomparable truth in the booth, no
nights, never leave the limelight. Honestly, most of these Houston rappers don't rock the mic, right? Too many bleak careers, not enough Jay-Z's. They know stopped up, so they can't smell the daisies. And just to think they thought my vision was crazy, but directed my film better than Martin Scorsese. Quentin Tarantino and Steven Spielberg. Crazy how I spill words and manipulate ill birds. On tracks for curbside hearing, no stick shift. My flow is automatic gearing, and the women stay cheering for my lyric engineering. Rated AG, all good. You say I'm top billing, but don't hurt they feelings. Cash highs, y'all me ceiling. Rappers hear my music and how they own like gun concealing. I'm done pretending I ain't the best. That's an act. You say you wanted more, well guess what? Flow.
I get around video. That's the vibe I get from this song.
He said, I'll never leave you, hold you down. Fear no one, cause you're with me now.
Never leave her.
No.
He said he would never leave her.
No. No.
But as soon as he got the draws, he was out the door. Played yeah. like a skip DVD. She saw the scene before.
Yeah.
Deja vu.
No.
No Denzel. She felt so cheap, just another moiselle. Tried to call the cell, straight to voicemail. Messed it up for any and every future male. Months passed by, no signs of him, period. Months passed by, no signs of her, period. She looked at the pregnancy test, she just laughed. Now I know, he'll be back. He'll be back. He'll be back. She looked at the pregnancy test, she just laughed. Now I know, he'll be back. I looked at her, said, baby, you sure? There's a lot of single mothers out there.
I'm coming back.
She said she looked at the test. Now I know, he'll be back.
We're back here, Brad Gilmore Show, Optimal Radio. Kyle Hubbard in the building.
Hello. How are
Hello.
You?
I like that. That's a nice salutation.
I'm trying to change the whole thing, you know. No more what up, no more what up, dog. It's hello, sir. How are you doing?
I mean, you did greet me on the phone this morning with hello, Bradwell.
Yeah, Bradwell, you know, I'm starting to add well to the end of everybody's names nice. To make them feel more special.
How would you do that to Avery?
Oh, with Avery? I'll drop the Uri and just call him Ave, and then I'll call Avewell. Him Avewell.
Avewell.
Treywell, Avewell, Bradwell.
Tywell?
You can't do it with my name. Can't do it with my name.
Can't do it. Okay, so we've touched on the hip-hop, which yes. is your aficionado at.
Yes.
Touched on the wrestling. I mean, you did all
right. I got like 100 questions right.
You got like 4 out of 5. Well, actually, I think I asked
We
seven.
Had some bonus questions that I got correct,
So you made up in the lightning round. That was
yeah,
lightning
okay,
round.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
well, let's
Respectable
get,
score, respectable score.
It is. It's passing.
Yeah, well, it's if passing with – let's just move on. Let's just move on.
But I also know that you're a big comic guy.
Yes, I am.
You love the superheroes. Right?
I do. I love them. I would marry them if I could, but okay. they're not real.
All right,
they're
that's cool.
For the most part.
Whatever. You know, whatever's up
Swag.
Your, swag to the maximum.
Swag. Bag guy. Of swag.
No, have you seen the trailer for The Amazing Spider-Man?
I have. I have seen the trailer, and I was surprised at how it looked. It did not look like it's going to suck dick. Spider-Man 3 sucked dick. It sucks.
Tons of dick.
Because you put Eric Foreman in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. Why the fuck would you make that guy, like, the most... Like, Venom's supposed to be the ultimate badass. And here's another question. Why, when he was in the Venom suit, anytime he talked to Spider-Man, he would take off his Venom mask. So you'd have the Venom out, you know, the Venom outfit, and then fucking Eric Foreman's face with frosted tips and shit, you know? And, like, it's not intimidating. You know, y'all dropped the ball on that. Y'all made Venom gay.
I would have preferred Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, yeah, if you're just gonna drop
the ball. Or Wilmer Valderrama. Whichever one.
Yeah, dude. You know,
it would have all been better
y'all,
than Topher.
Y'all dropped the ball on Venom. Venom, that movie's horrible. Horrible. But the new Spider-Man looks like it could be all right. Granted, I think Spider-Man's kind of a weak character to begin with, but I'll definitely see that movie.
Well, compared to other Marvel characters.
I mean, I don't like Marvel that
much. You're a DC.
I'm a DC guy. Yeah.
So, okay, have you seen the Dark Knight Rises trailer?
115 times, dude.
What do you think?
It's going to be an amazing movie. It's not going to be Dark Knight good.
Is it Bane? Is that who the guy is?
It's Bane. It's going to be Bane, Catwoman. There'll be some sort of Ra's al Ghul influence in on it. There's really no telling how they're going to make this work out right now. Like, as far as plot goes, no one really knows.
Because I was reading, and they were like, who was the dude who played Aaron Eckhart? Or what's his
name? Two-Face. Yeah. Harvey Dent? Yeah.
Is that his name? Aaron Eckhart?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
He said that he was going to be in the movie.
Nah, tripping. But
He
definitely died. And Chris Nolan wouldn't do that, you know? I feel like with this movie, they had definitely have an uphill battle because Joker was definitely supposed to be in this. I feel like Joker was a character that they were going to carry on over. But obviously, due to the tragic circumstance, they couldn't do it.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Now, they're two completely different, and you can't take into effect that he got an Oscar for it.
Okay, yeah.
Jack Nicholson Joker, Heath Ledger Joker.
Heath Ledger, hands down.
What do you not like about Jack Nicholson's?
Man, you know, I love Jack Nicholson's Joker until the day I saw Heath Ledger's Joker. And then, to me, it became like comparing the 1960s Joker from the band Pow Wow to Jack Nicholson. You're like, oh, wow, Jack Nicholson is so much darker and so much better. Yeah. I feel like almost...
Because, like, when I saw the Michael Keaton Batman, I was like, this is Joker. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
this
right,
is
right.
Who you thought about from the cartoons and whatnot in the comics.
Right, no, exactly.
But see, then Heath Ledger took it left field.
Yeah, no. Well, Heath Ledger, I feel, was actually truer to the character than Jack Nicholson was. Like, okay. The comic book character, you know, like, Joker's not cracking jokes in the comic book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's a complete fucking psychopath. He killed Robin. He paralyzed Batgirl. And the Joker doesn't fuck around, you know what I'm saying?
He's a badass.
So I feel like Heath Ledger's character really hit that. I remember when they cast Heath Ledger, there was crazy backlash. People
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, Brokeback, and like, you know, like Joker wasn't going to be perma-white, you know, like it was the white was painted on his face, which ended up being a brilliant move. But at first there was a lot of resistance to that. Like, you know, they were saying Chris Nolan was fucking, you know, ruining the character and the legacy or whatever. But Batman... That movie, The Dark Knight, is my favorite movie of all time.
Because when I saw Batman Begins, I was like, good movie, didn't do a lot for me.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Because
like,
I've loved Batman.
I was
Batman.
Like, Clooney was a better Batman.
Oh, my God. That's so
from
sacrilegious.
Begins. From Batman Begins. I
nah,
was like,
man.
Clooney's a better.
See, people hate on Christian Bale's voice, but to me, if someone was dressed in all black and, like, fucking hurled me into the sky and was growling at me, I'd be scared shitless. So, you know,
More so than the debonair Clooney who was just like,
yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Like, Clooney would be something like, hey, how's it hanging? You know, some shit like that, you know? Like, so, you know, Devin. So, no, I love Batman Begins because after Batman and Robin, it was just like, you know, have you ever seen that? Do you watch South Park?
Yeah.
All right, there's that one where Indiana Jones is getting raped, you know? It was just like that. That's what Batman and Robin was for me, you know?
Oh. So. What'd you think of the new Indiana Jones movie, real quick?
Oh, pretty much the same way South Park felt, you know?
Oh, wow. I actually liked it. But oh, we'll get off of it. You're a DC guy.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to reboot Superman?
Yeah, no, I think that's in the pipeline right now, actually. I think that's going
to
happen.
Superman Returns, I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah, Superman Returns is bad. Green Lantern, I heard, is awful.
Oh, my. Me and Trey
worst
went to see
ever.
It.
Yeah.
And, like... If I didn't pay $10.25 for the ticket, I would have left in the first 5 minutes. It was so spacey, so animated, no story behind it.
See, all right, here's the thing about me. Like, I say I'm a DC fan, but, like, I'm a Batman fan. And I like Superman and Green Lantern and relevance of Batman. You know what I'm saying? Because there's like the Justice League thing. So I like to know what's happening with Superman because it's going to affect Batman's universe because it's all one universe. Yeah. So I like those characters to that extent. But I don't really fuck with Batman, you know? Like if Batman's in the story and if it affects Batman's mythos, I'm cool with that. But the thing is, DC's about to reboot everything. Everything's going back to number one. So, like, you know, I don't know what's staying, what they're changing, but I'm done. You know, like, I'm, you know, for years and years and years, I've grew up with this character. You know, like, Robin's died, you know, like, all this fucking baggage. They're just erasing that. And it's just like, I'm not interested in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, at all. Like, you know, like, I know Batman's parents got shot, and then he became a bat, and then blah, blah, blah. Like, that story's been told 100 times. You know what I'm saying?
So you're not going to be interested in the reboot?
No, no, I'm not fucking with the reboot. I'm insulted by the reboot. I have a fucking shelf's worth of comics that are not going to matter anymore because they're not going to be normal continuity. You know what I'm saying?
And then think about the kids who are going to grow up reading those comics.
Like, yeah, and like, they're just going to do it again. They're just going to do it again. DC, y'all fucked up. That's messed up. Y'all,
well, it's like, remember when they killed off Superman with Doomsday?
Yes.
And then they brought him back in 6 different ways?
Yes.
That was awful.
Yeah, dude. I mean, comic books have a very, very strong history of fucking marketing ploys. You know what I'm saying? And some of them are brilliant. Like the whole Batman being zapped back into space and time and Dick Grayson becoming Batman. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I actually read that for a little while. I was in the comics.
Yeah. That was brilliant. But I mean, a lot of it is just like, you know, big ploys. I mean, you know.
Soap operas on paper.
Yeah. See, I'm not trying to fucking reinvest in these characters and start over again. So I guess I'm almost 24, so maybe it's time to stop reading comics, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe that's what this whole reboot is. Just a sign from God to grow up.
I don't know. Kyle, you need to get on something else.
You need to stop smoking weed and reading comics all day. Get your life together.
Did you see X-Men First Class?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually. And I don't really fuck with X-Men, but I did enjoy that movie. I thought Magneto was awesome in it. Awesome.
Yeah.
There was some cool-ass shit in that movie. Some real cool-ass shit, for sure. I liked it. I that's a movie I would buy. I would want to own that movie. It was a good movie.
Are you going to go see Captain America?
Oh, man. It's not a priority, but I'm sure I'll end up there, you know. So I'm sure I'll end up seeing it, but it's definitely not something I'm going to go to opening night for.
Have you seen Harry Potter? Are you a Harry Potter fan?
No, I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I've seen some of the Harry Potter movies and enjoyed them, but never, like, you know, so much that I'm like, oh, I want to go read these now, or I care to watch the ones before this.
I don't read books.
I read books. I'm revolutionary.
Last book I read, that one right there.
Decoded?
Yeah.
I read Decoded. Decoded's awesome. The last book I read was Lord of the Flies. I reread that. Read that in high school. Reread it. That's a good book.
It's nice.
That's what the rap game is, ladies and gentlemen, is Lord of the Flies. If you want to know what it's like to be a rapper, read Lord of the Flies.
Best book ever is Holes by Lewis Sasser.
Never read that.
You're missing out, bro.
Ah, man. I need to check it out.
Well, Kyle, we have about 5 minutes left on the program tonight.
Okay.
Or today, rather.
Whenever you're listening to it.
Whenever this is playing. I don't really know yet.
Yes.
But I want to ask you something. Please. You've performed countless times.
Yes.
Favorite show?
Oh, man. Shit. Favorite show I was a part of, or my, like, a Kyle Hubbard show that was my favorite?
We'll go favorite you're a part of, then we'll go to Kyle Hubbard.
Oh, man. It had to be one of Roosh's shows.
Yeah.
Damn.
Those look fun.
Those are fucking sick. Probably the second time we opened up for Chitty. Just crazy fucking crowd. Yes, humongous fucking crowd. There's pictures of it on my Facebook. Just like, humongous fucking crowd of just drunk-ass fucking kids going ball fucking crazy. You could not do any wrong. You could just be like, hey, I just saved $15 on my car insurance. They'd be like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, you're the shit. You know, it was awesome, dude. And, like, when you perform for fraternities, they take care of you. Like, we're given ganja, alcohol. You know what I'm saying? It was a fucking great-ass time. Don't smoke weed, though. I don't smoke weed. I'm just saying they gave it to us. Fraternity parties, the 2011 needs to do some fucking fraternity parties.
Oh, we're definitely going to get on that now.
That was probably my favorite show I've been a part of. That was the most fun show.
Favorite Kyle Hubbard show?
Oh, man. Oh, damn, I don't know. It probably would have been the Trey show, but that shit did not happen. Mm. But I don't know, man. You know, I feel like...
Would it be easier to ask you worst show?
Yeah. Right, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Worst show. This was back in fucking 08, late 08, maybe even early 09. I went up to Fort Worth, Texas to do a show at the Aardvark and by TCU campus. And
the guy who booked the show must have not known I was a rapper, so I ended up opening up for a country band that night. And worst show ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this audience was looking at me like, you know, like, what the fuck is he doing here? You know, just real bad. But I came back, you know, so. That was the worst show.
What about favorite venue?
Mink. I like the Mink. As far as local venues go, I really like the Mink. The Mink, to me, the Mink looks like
The shelter.
Yeah.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah, it looks so hip-hop to me, dude.
It's definitely, like, I think that's the first thing me and Trey said right when we walked in. I was like, this is like the shelter. I want to have a battle here.
Yeah.
Mango's is my favorite.
Mangoes is cool. Mangoes, I have a special spot in my heart.
The reboot. Have you been? Have you played?
I've not been to the Mangoes reboot. I have not read the Mangoes reboot.
It's nice. Let's see.
I've been laying low on the shows, man. I've been laying low.
I haven't noticed you on any flyers.
Yeah, man. I've been laying low, but it's all intentional. It's all intentional.
Well, what about what's your like least favorite venue?
Oh shit. I can't say because I'm actually homies with one of the people that works there. So
all right.
I don't want to say it.
We'll keep it on the low.
But he probably knows who it is. And, bro, you need to fix that fucking place, bro.
It is shit.
Nah. I don't want to knock any venues. Any venue that books me, y'all are cool. Y'all are cool.
All right. I can respect that. Now, I have a little quick story. Best sounding venue, one of my favorite venues, was also our worst show.
Oh, really? Which?
The Parish in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And I don't know anything about that. But there's some nice. But my point was, is there's some nice venues up in Austin.
Yeah.
The best venue I've performed at is the Mohawk in Austin. Hands fucking down. Yeah. Well, yeah, no question.
We're talking.
We opened up for Yella there, Wale there, Cool Kids there. Fucking awesome venue. Outside, it's sick, man. It's sick. And the women. No, I'm kidding. There's no women. I don't know where it is, dude.
Women, no, I'm kidding.
By the time I get there, I'm usually
kidding.
High off of secondhand smoke. Because I don't smoke, but I'm around it. You know what I'm saying? So it gets
all
me.
All the time.
It gets me.
You don't even smoke, but you like the way it smells.
Yeah, I just like the way it smells, you know?
That's a Fred Durst quote. Just
Fred Durst. What up, Fred Durst? Saw you put out a new album.
Did you hear it?
Fuck no, I didn't hear it, dude.
Go Cobra, I bought it.
Are you serious?
I bought the deluxe version.
Man, I know Brad, he's a big Kid Rock fan. That's weak to me, but to go Fred Durst is just sacrilegious, man. There's no coming back.
That's what
Fred
I grew
Durst.
I grew up. That was me. I was 10, 11, and my sister, I still listen. No, I don't. I'm not going to say that on air. But
yeah, Mohawk.
My sister, shout out to my sister. She played Limp Bizkit, Kid Rock, Eminem, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears.
Yeah, that's that.
That was the top 10 lineup to play.
No doubt.
So like you kind of always. White.
No, dude. No, seriously. I remember that time in history when it was those people.
It was like 98 through 2002.
Yeah, man. Good, horrible times.
The good old bad days.
Man, I remember that when.
Don't you? I'm sure there's someone on your iPod or your iTunes that you don't like to admit that you like.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, I have some stuff. I mean, there's some shit I listen to where I'm just like, this is whack, but I love it. I love it, but I know it's whack.
Like Lil B?
No. Lil B does not have any space on my. I actually don't have an iPod. So when I say no space on my iPod, I mean that, you know, figuratively. But Lil B would not be on my iPod.
Why no iPod?
Because they use iPods to track you.
Okay.
No. I mean, I had an iPod and I left it in my jeans and my mom washed it and it's been a few years.
Yeah, I got one on the low. $100 is yours.
Straight up?
iPod Touch 16.
But I have a lot more songs than can fit on an iPod.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like on my iTunes, I have like 7,000 songs. On my iPod, it's like 2,000. It doesn't even compare.
Yeah. See, I mean, I just burn MP3 CDs. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So you can fit 100 songs.
That's nice. Well, Kyle, I really would like to thank for you coming on the debut episode of the Brad Gilmore Show.
Thank you for having me, Bradwell.
This was a nice conversation. And when
it was when
the show wraps, we're gonna do some wrestling trivia, and I'm gonna kick your ass.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Can I do some shout outs?
Shout out. Do shout outs.
All right, what up, Roosh Williams?
Roosh Willie.
Space City.
Space City.
Space City Records. Real Studio Magic. Chris Kronk, Renzo. And just pretty much the whole scene, you know, like, I really wanted to say something when I came on here, is that, I feel like the scene is getting really, it's getting dark. It's getting real competitive and stuff. And I just want everyone to know that. Just jam some fucking 2011 and relax, all right? Look, you don't have to worry about anything. 2011 is going to blow right past you. Don't even stress about it. You know what I'm saying? No, but really, I'm serious. Swag, we don't have to like each other in this shit. Like, you know, I know that not every rapper likes each other. We don't all get along, but we all have the same dream, and we should all support each other. So I just want everyone to know that I'm all love throughout the Houston hip-hop scene, and I think that everybody should be. Everybody should be.
And that's real.
Really real. Super real.
Super swag. Swag to the maximum bass guy.
Swag real.
Swag of the century. Swag juice, you're dripping. It's
no
crazy.
Doubt. No doubt.
It's though. Definitely
no
crazy.
No doubt.
Well, Kyle, look out for future songs by Kyle. You got a lot of good songs out there with DJ Cass on that re-up spot mixtape.
Yeah, son.
Cass is really killing it.
What up, DJ Cass?
I hope you're listening to this, DJ Cass, because that would add some legitimacy.
It would.
It'd be nice.
It would. It
Cass,
would.
Cass, if you're listening, come on the show, man.
DJ Cass, man, you can stay with me. You can stay with me at my house. We'll make a nice little trip out of it, man.
We'll do it, man. We will do it.
I mean that strictly.
Pause,
no
pause,
homo.
Pause,
no homo,
pause.
Son. No homo. Just friendship. Just friendship.
Well, for the first time, this is Brad Gilmore on the Brad Gilmore Show, Optimo Radio, bidding you farewell and have a nice hip-hop filled week.
BG Show clap.